Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we want to talk about a book that Eric produced back in 2016, but the reason why we wanted to bring it up again is because it recently went through some revisions. And I, Eric, think this is an excellent book. It's called Mormonism 101 for Teens. And basically what you did is you took our outline from Mormonism 101 that we first published several years ago, and you've not dumbed it down. That's a horrible way of saying it. But you've simplified it, I think, in a way that would interest a young reader. And that's why I think this book is so valuable. So what I wanted to do is just to bring it back into the remembrance of our listeners that this resource is available, and what is in this resource, I think, is very important, as well as talk about some of the revisions that you made, because there have been some changes in Mormonism since you first published this book in 2016, although they're not earth-shattering changes, but there are some things I think that the reader should be aware of if you're going to have an effective communication, an effective dialogue with their LDS friends. Why don't you give us a little rundown of why you wrote this book and some of the things that you felt needed to be updated?
One of the things that we hear often from parents of teenagers is, I'm not quite sure how to be able to explain Mormonism to them. At what age do I start? And I had a lot of those questions asked of me a few years ago. Having had teens in my home who have grown up in a state like Utah, that they really needed to know a little bit about what this religion taught, what their friends were thinking, who were LDS, and how to be able to approach that topic at the lunch tables. It can get a little tense, I think, and the students, the junior high school age especially, may not know exactly what to do. So I put this book together to give them an idea of a little bit of the background of how this church started, a little bit about Joseph Smith and their scriptures, what their view on certain topics of doctrine were, such as what a person has to do in order to get salvation, what they were learning in their seminary classes, which is a special class that is taught at the high school level. And so to give them that kind of background, and also to deal with some specific issues that are related to teens. One, for instance, would be the issue of dating, how to deal with friends who have invited them out to go out on a date. What do they do with that situation? My hope for them, whoever would read this book, would be able to train them up in understanding a little more about this religion. But I also wrote it for parents. I think if a parent were to go through this book with their children, that they would be able to understand better what they need to teach their children and bring up talking points that would be teachable moments for them. And so that was, I think, another reason. I did it for the children, but many teens aren't going to buy this. It's going to have to be a parent who's going to go out of their way to say, I want to train you up because I want you to know. If you live in the Western United States especially, and that's Utah, Idaho, Arizona, California, those children know Latter-day Saints.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because at MRM, it is not uncommon for us to get what we call the panic email from a parent who is coming to us telling us, my daughter or my son is interested in a Latter-day Saint and they're thinking of dating or thinking of getting serious about this, or they may even be thinking about engagement, possible marriage. What can I do? Parent, let me just tell you that when we receive emails like that, it's usually too late. I hate to break that news to you, but at that point in the relationship, it's probably too late. And why we feel that this is probably some good preventative maintenance, you might say, to hand this book to your daughter or your son, and as Eric suggested, sitting down with them and say, hey, I know you probably have a lot of LDS friends at school. Maybe they've raised some questions to you that you don't know really how to answer. Maybe you're not all that familiar with what their church really teaches. How about if we go through some of these points and just look over some of these chapters, familiarize your young person with some of these important topics, such as, well, who is the God of Mormonism? And as you said, how do Mormons believe they must be saved? What's a requirement in their religious worldview that they think is necessary that they're going to want to share with your young person? How is your young child going to respond to these things? And many times, as I said before, when we get the email saying, for instance, my daughter is thinking of marrying a Mormon, I wish I had better news for you, but in most cases, it's too late by then. They are probably going to end up joining the LDS Church, and you are going to have grandkids that are going to be taught Mormonism in their particular ward.
This is a quote on page 84 of the book, Mormonism 101 for Teens, from Sandra Tanner. She said, I often get calls from Christian parents who are deeply concerned about their son or daughter because they have started to date a Mormon at college and have gotten involved in the LDS college social group. Often the person has joined the LDS church without even telling the parents, informing them on their next school break. By that time, the person is often in a serious relationship that will lead to a temple wedding. She mentions college, but I parented children here in the state of Utah, and I know for a fact that this is an issue that will come up even before college, because if you're going to a school where 60-70%, depending on where you live, of the students are Latter-day Saints, then the odds are they're probably going to get asked out, or they're going to want to ask out somebody who's a nice-looking girl, very moral girl, and yet she's a Latter-day Saint. Is that going to be a good thing or not? I'm going to suggest no, and that's what I talk about in this chapter, because the Bible does talk about being unequally yoked. If we think that dating is something that is meant for eventually a long-term relationship that would result in marriage, I think that's a major problem. And we've seen too many young people who have joined the church because of this, Bill, over the years. And I want to prevent high schoolers or even junior hires from getting involved in that kind of a situation, for them to understand that Mormonism is a unique religion on its own, and that it is not the same as a Protestant evangelical Christian belief system. There's a whole lot going on there that if they're not being told correctly, the child's going to be confused and think that Mormons are Christians too, because that's what they're being told.
And I think it behooves every concerned parent to know what your children are hearing at school. And many times our kids don't tell us what the conversations are. I can understand that. But when it comes to living in an area with a high LDS population, why wouldn't a concerned parent want to broach this subject with their child and just talk about that? Well, do you have LDS friends? You don't have to paint them as being wicked or evil. In fact, I would hope you wouldn't do that, because that certainly is not going to come across very well with your child if they've made friends with these young people. Because, as you said, Eric, many of them are very moral, they're very nice, they're very respectful, and they would probably be the epitome of what you would want for your child. But theologically, they are incompatible. And I've often told people that there may be a lot of things that we might agree with socially when it comes to those who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but to be married to someone like that and still hold on to your evangelical views, you're going to miss that spiritual intimacy that I think makes up a large part of the marriage relationship. You would be sacrificing that, because you will not have anything in common when it comes to your religious beliefs, other than mere namesake. Oh yeah, they believe in a Jesus, you believe in a Jesus. They believe in a Godhead, you believe in a Trinity. You believe in salvation by grace, but they believe that grace only becomes active in their lives after they've already done all these certain things. There's not going to be a spiritual intimacy there that they are going to miss. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important that our young people find like-minded Christians to be involved with, and of course, to eventually marry, if that be the case in their life, because I think that's what God wants for them.
if you're a Christian parent who is listening to this right now, and maybe you do have young children, or maybe they're preteens or even teenagers themselves, and you haven't talked about these kinds of issues, I think this is a book that would be a good resource for you to read together with your children to help them understand better. You might even learn some things about the Latter-day Saint faith that you didn't know before, and then to be able to instruct them. The Bible says that if we instruct our children, then they are more likely to hold on to truth. And we want to teach them the truth. And again, as you said, Bill, we don't want to demonize the Latter-day Saints or their friends. We want them to understand that these are good people, but at the same time, we do have differences. And if these differences are not laid out, then it can be very confusing. And it will be too late if you wait until 17 and then your kid comes home and says, oh, by the way, I'm dating so-and-so, and you can't do anything to stop me. And so you haven't given any reasons why they should. So you should explain at a young age, I believe, what those differences are, especially if you're going to live in these states that have very high LDS populations.
Now, we're so encouraged by this new revision that we want to offer it to our radio listeners. Why don't you explain that?
Well, if anybody would like to get this book, we are trying to raise some funds for some mission trips that we have done. We did not raise the funds for a trip that we took to Manti in June, as well as a trip that I took in April to Memphis to do a temple open house. So we have some bills that need to be paid. And also we're looking at doing a couple of other temple open house events that we can do evangelism at in the South, in North Carolina and also in Louisiana. So for a minimum donation of $20 or more, if they went to our website, mrm.org, and click on the yellow donate button, it takes you to PayPal, we will send you this copy of Mormonism 101 for Teens, and all of the money that comes in is going to go to our mission outreaches.
And I might mention, you will sign it?
I will sign it, and we'll also have a $1 million bill in there that has Buddy and Santa on there, because I do talk about some different evangelism strategies, so we'll have that in there as well.
That's Mormonism 101 for Teens, The Religion of the Latter-day Saints Simplified, written by our very own Eric Johnson. A very good resource to give to your child. Whether they have questions about Mormonism or not, it may be a good way to open up the subject, to talk to them about something that I'm sure that they are probably dealing with on a daily basis, whether you know it or not.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS friends and loved ones with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, you'll find links to hundreds of articles as well as dozens of videos that will effectively educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, simply contact MRM and schedule one of our several PowerPoint presentations that have helped thousands of Christians better understand the beliefs of their LDS neighbors. To schedule MRM at your church, write us at MRM.org or call 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.